You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Okay, Al, he's away once again. Hit it. Welcome to edition of one here for Dave's Corner Garage. And we have got a great show again lined up for you.
Steve, it's going to be electrifying.
It is. And pray tell, why would that be, he says.
Well, you're going to have to stick around to find out. There has been, we've got Gagan Navani here from the Big Three, the Big Three Ford dealers up in Toronto. We've got Young Steels, Eastcourt, and Meadowvale. And as a group of three, you are the biggest in Canada, correct?
Absolutely.
You sell more cars than anybody
else in Canada.
You got more square footage and more cars sitting everywhere. You can't find place to park them.
That's true. We control the east, west, and central.
There's not much left, is there, Steve?
We were talking in the green room about the volume, the amount of. Well, we'll get into it later on. But yep. In particular, if you have any kind of Ford, it's everybody else can call in for other cars as well. But specifically, if you got questions about the current Ford you have, or looking at the new Ford, the F-150s that are coming up, and especially the new Mustang, which is called?
The Mach-E.
The Mach-E. That thing's unreal.
It is. Well, you know what? They had a Mach 1 years ago. This is the Mach-E, and I think if there's any Ford aficionados who are listening, they've seen all the video. You know, it was announced last week at
It was streaming live last week, Ford.com/live.
Right, and then it has been it's been received both ways, eh? It's a lot of excitement, but not all positive. There's been some negative because you got some old school guys are going, but it ain't burning gas. How can it be a Mustang, okay?
And you'll hear, from Gagan especially about, so the scenario has always been with a hybrid or electric car that it takes forever to charge and you really can't go that far. But you're going to hear throughout the hour the difference in the new Mustang. And some of the stuff that I saw online over the weekend, last weekend and during the week, is just incredible. So if you have any questions about your particular Ford or any other car, Al's here and Gagan's here for the entire hour. And don't forget, you can go online throughout the entire show and register for a chance to win a winter contest, which consists of a full set of tires from Salem Tire, full application from Crown, and the car generator, the dry unit. So we're going to cap off registration this time next week. So get online, DavesCornerGarage.com, and you can register to win.
Right, and after the break, we're going to find out what kind of electrifying news there is about Ford's fine family of automobiles.
You ready for, you calling the Grey Cup game tomorrow? What?
No. Oh, is it tomorrow?
Yeah, it is.
Big football fan I am.
Yeah,
man.
Of course you are. It's like Ginger Baker playing football.
No, we correct.
So listen, get your coffee ready, and we'll take your calls throughout the hour about your Ford, the new Fords that are coming into the market, and any other car questions that you have right now. So stay with us. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. We're getting lots of calls already. In studio with us for the entire hour is Gagan Navani from the Big Three, Young Steels Ford Lincoln, also Meadowvale Ford and Eastcourt Ford. Al, back to you.
The Mustang Mach-E, and the E is for electric, for its excitement. It's for all those different things. You watched it. What do you think?
I love it. Love it.
And go ahead.
We don't have a lot in the electric segment. I think this is going to be a game changer. It's great to have the Mustang name, the pony on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Mustang enthusiast. I feel like the driving season here is 6 months.
Right.
And then your cars are hibernating for the rest of the winter. But this is going to give you an option to have an SUV with that same badging, 450 horse on the GT.
Mm-hmm. 450 horse. What would the previous Mustang have?
Well, the Mach-E's brand new.
No, I mean, but the one before.
A typical GT would be 350. So it's going to be 0 to 60 in just over 3 seconds.
Well, I watched the video on it, and they said, one of the goals had to be performance, okay? And especially if you're hanging that Mustang name on it. And they've seemed to they've gone past the performance that the gas car ever did have.
It's a game changer for Mustang.
And at the same time, it's going to be green.
Correct.
Okay.
Never need to do an oil change ever again.
That's amazing.
I'm sad about that. Yeah. I'm glad they still have tires and brakes, though.
You can come still see me, though.
Okay. But it is green. And as a matter of fact, you know, one of the concerns is that you need to get a charging station, but they've made it easy, correct?
Correct. So you'll have it at your home. Mm-hmm. Ford's provided 35,000 in North America at gas stations at your condo building, like you mentioned, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be much easier access to charge them, but you'll get a charging station at your home that's easily installable.
Right. And you don't necessarily have to pay for it up front either, do you?
It'll be based into your lease when the car comes out.
The challenge has always been, at least the understanding with consumers, laymans like myself, is that you get a hybrid car, and when you plug it in, it's going to take forever to charge up, and it won't really take you that far. What's the difference between
this new Mustang? An all-electric. It's not a hybrid. The difference being a hybrid's battery and fuel. So when your battery runs low, it gets onto fuel. This is just battery. So it's 100% battery, hence being electric. So it's
all right,
a BEV.
But Steve's the kind of guy who drives around on E all the time, right?
You need a challenge like
no,
that.
No, no, no. Right? He drives on empty. Okay. So his question is that charger that you get from Ford, how quick can it charge up?
So typically, most people leave him overnight. In 45 minutes, you'll get about 8 hours of driving.
So if I forget to plug it in, I can plug it in that next morning when I'm putting on my coffee.
Correct.
And by the time I'm finished and dressed and ready to go, I pretty well got a charge.
You're good to go.
There you go, Steve.
And how much distance will you get?
So the GT is the least, which is about 365 kilometers. The classic, the California edition, is about 450 kilometers to a full
Whoa.
Charge.
Now, what's the difference?
It's good distance.
There's already four or five different models?
So there's five different models starting at 52,000. Mm-hmm. The GT comes in at 82,000.
Okay, and what about front wheel, rear wheel?
They're all-wheel drive.
They're all all-wheel drive.
Oh, so it'll be performance, and it'll be performance for the winter season.
You don't have to park it in Steve's underground for the winter.
No, no, it's your winter Mustang replacement, if you want to call it that.
So why would they have, what was the reason for doing that, do you think? Because it's so different from the other Mustangs, right?
It's an SUV. I mean, the whole purpose of it is to go on 365 days a year.
Al's going to,
you know what,
Al's
Steve,
his,
you know, you're not a young guy in your mid-20s anymore. You don't need that coupe, okay? You got married.
I couldn't get out of the coupe,
you
that's why.
You got married, you got kids, needed a place to do it. you grew up, you got a bigger car. And now, in the old days, if you bought an SUV or, you know, you bought a van, you were like a soccer mom. That wasn't exciting. But Ford has now created, given you the same space, it's a green car, and it's got amazing performance. How could you go wrong with that?
I mean, and besides that, the performance, the warranties on it, but what I really like is the new colors that are coming out, too.
Beautiful.
All right, you know what? We've got a phone call. We've got Julio in Bolton.
It's got to be quick because we've got to take a break soon.
He's got a question about electric car charging. Julio?
Yes, I've asked a few dealers around, and I've never gotten an answer. I wanted to know, what's the cost of charging an electric car? Nobody seems to be...
It's complimentary. If you visit Young Steel's Ford Lincoln, we have two charging stations right up front. You can come, park it, and charge it. There's no cost associated.
No. That's not what I'm asking. If I have an electric charger in my house for a car, what would it cost me to keep that car charged?
So in other words, is it
electric cost?
If it's an electric car, yes. Nobody seems to tell me, you know, you go and say, well, a gallon of gas or a liter of gasoline is this price. What does it cost to charge a car?
You know, it's a great question, but I don't have those numbers, but I can tell you I have a friend, school teacher, who bought a full electric car. I forgot which one, but he tells me his cost of operation is far less than what his gasoline car was. That's the answer I got for you.
So in other words, you can't tell me. That's all.
No, I told you straight up. I don't know, but I can tell you.
What I wanted is you can't give me a number. That's all I wanted was some sort of number. But anyway, okay. I won't be long. It'll be a long time before I buy one of those, I'll tell you.
No problem at all, Julio. Take care of yourself.
When you think about his call, we'll get back to more questions.
It's very inexpensive.
Yeah,
it's a 120 volt getting plugged in. It's like having a trickle charger.
And if you're looking at, typically, if you're spending $40 a week on gas, typically, that's ballpark, Julio, with what you're going to be spending.
No, actually less. Like I say, from my friend's real-world experience, drives from Thornhill out to Scarborough every day, and it cost him way less than what his gas car was.
And it's good for the environment.
And his gas car was a Corolla. So go figure, okay?
Dave's Corner Garage is where you are. Lots of questions about the new Fords that are coming out and any other car questions that you may have. So stay with us. We've got Gagan Nabati in from Young Steels Ford for the entire hour, along with Alan Gelman, and we'll be right back.
I am electrified.
You are. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. And with us for the entire hour is Gagan Nabati. And Al, how are you feeling today?
Electrified.
Yeah.
All right. Well, somebody's got a problem with their gas vehicle, I'm guessing. And it's Marcia. She's in Kleinberg. Marcia, what can we do for you?
Yes. My husband has a 2019 Lincoln Navigator.
Mm-hmm.
And he was having trouble fueling it up in that when he put the nozzle in the tank, some gas would go in and then it would stop. That is, it seemed to sort of misread the level of the gas.
So in other words, the fuel pump, the gas pump thought his tank was full already and it kept shutting down, correct?
Yes, that's right. So he took it back to the dealership and they said, oh, we'll replace the gas tank.
Okay.
Which is very nice of them. So they replaced the gas tank, but he's still having problems with the new gas tank.
Okay, well, there's a couple other parts that are involved. I'm guessing perhaps they, you know, as much as they tried to fix it, they're missing a bit on the diagnostic. You have what's called a pressure relief valve in there.
Okay? Yes.
Okay, and if that's not, I've seen it on some Korean cars where it will stick closed. So as soon as you try to put gas in, like, in fact, one of the big problems is when they get gas and then they try to leave the gas station, the car won't start because the engine is actually flooded because this valve is stuck open. It can stick closed. The gas tank can't vent properly. And because of that, not being able to vent, the gas pump is fooled. But question two, do you always buy gas at the same gas station?
No, I think he buys it at different ones.
All right, good. Because I've seen where actually the gas pump was the problem. Gagan, you have something to add?
Marcia, I'm driving a 2019 Lincoln Navigator myself, so great taste in cars.
Mm-hmm.
We have free pickup and delivery. I don't know how far you are from either of my two stores. I'm happy to have one of my techs look at it Monday, Tuesday.
Okay.
I don't know your location, but I'm at Young Steel Ford Lincoln or East Court Ford Lincoln.
Okay. So, that's very generous of you. I'll mention it to him. He works Mondays and Tuesdays, so that probably isn't a good day. But
sure. If
you give me your number, I will have him call.
All right, you have a pen handy?
Yes.
Okay.
It's 416.
Yes.
357.
Yes.
1417.
And the thing that they should look at is the pressure relief valve.
Exactly.
Correct.
Okay.
But they'll take care of it when they come by and look after your vehicle. Okay?
So what we'll do is send him a Corsair, the all-new 2020 Corsair, and then we'll do a pickup and delivery, which is complimentary in all 18 and 19 Lincolns.
Okay, thank you so much.
Anytime,
all right, Marcia, take care. Give us a call back when you find out what it was, all right?
I'll do that.
All right, take care. All right, so you offer free loaner cars, is that what you're
saying? Free pickup and delivery with every Lincoln purchase.
Wow, and the Corsair, I am not familiar with that. What is that?
So it's the replacement for the MKC. I think you and, was it Steve, came out
for a
two-day ride.
That was great.
So they've replaced that now with the 2020 Corsair, which is the new generation MKC, if you want to call it.
Nice.
And we also have the new Aviator.
Right.
Which is in our showrooms now. We actually have a big reveal of that tonight from between 4 to 6. So everyone's welcome to come see the new models, 2020 Aviator, 2020 Navigator, Corsair, and Nautilus.
Hey, you know, why were you listening to the show this morning? You can go into your website, which is?
Young Steel Ford Lincoln.
Okay. And what you'll see there is what's going on for Black Friday and the rest of the push for November. There's a killer deal on F-150. So if you got any questions about your Ford, maybe the F-150, or maybe you're looking at the new Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
A full hour is here for free questions, and we'll give you some free answers, too. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back with Gagan Navani from Young Steels Ford and Alan Gelman in the hot seat today, because you're feeling
electrified.
Very good. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Give us a call.
Turn up.
This is Dave's Corner Garage, and Al's feeling electric, of course.
I am.
We have Gagan Navani in from Young Steels Ford, and we're going to take some more questions throughout the hour about your car, and one right now you wanted to get to.
Yeah, we got so much to talk to. You know, we had a caller just before the break. His name was Julio, and he was asking questions about, you know, the cost of operation of an electric vehicle. We've got Tim in Brantford who says he's got some answers for us. Tim?
Go ahead,
Hello.
Tim. Yeah,
yes,
go
sir.
Ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
I own a Kia Niro EV, and I wouldn't switch back to a gas model, but for calculating the cost of charging, my car tells me that I need to charge it for 2 hours or 3 hours, and I plug it in, and I get 7.3 kilowatt hours and just multiply that by the new rate, which is off hours 10.5.
Right.
And you come up with the cost of charging your car, which is less than $2.
Right. So way less than the gasoline car would have cost, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I was talking with a gentleman from Dundas who commutes into Toronto daily.
Mm-hmm.
He has a 2016 Volkswagen.
Right.
And he was spending, prior to buying his EV, that it was costing him $300 a month gas,
mm-hmm.
and now he says that it hardly costs him anything.
That's great. All right, Tim, thank you very much. Lots of luck with your car.
Thank
Take
you.
Take care.
Fantastic. So now, Julio, if you're still listening, you've got an answer. It's very cost efficient.
Oh, absolutely. And like he was saying, too, you know, you can tell the car what time to start charging, all right? In other words, you know, you plug it in when you get home. It doesn't start charging until it's commanded to do so. So, in other words, you can leave it till past midnight when the rate goes down.
Can you use Google? Hey, Google, start my car.
I guess you could.
You probably could. All right, listen, we're going to take in some calls right now in about 5 or 10 minutes. And we got some information more coming from a good guy from about Ford. Right now, we're going to go to CAA with Raymond Chan, all about what to do as you get ready for winter driving. How are you, Ray?
I'm perfect, Steve. How are you on this great Saturday morning?
I'm great, and Al is feeling...
I'm excited. I'm electrified.
All right.
Electrified.
He's gotcha.
And if I do have an electric vehicle, Ray, and it does stop at the side of the road, how can you help?
Well, certainly if you have a auto club membership like CA, you can certainly call us for assistance. But,
right.
This time of year, we really want to remind our drivers out there that you should have your winter ready checklist available. Make sure that your car and yourself, that you're available and you're ready to encounter anything that may hit you on the side of the road.
All right. So, of course, we want winter tires. We want good ones. What else should be on that checklist?
Well, we also want to make sure this time of year we remind people that you should really test your battery and replace it before it actually fails.
Mm-hmm.
As part of your CA service, you can actually use one of your four roadside assistance calls each year to have somebody come into your house to test your battery to see what the strength is and whether or not it actually has to be replaced.
Oh, so prior,
that's very important.
So you can. This is a service you can get prior to having to being stuck at the side of, on you know at work after, right?
Absolutely, and this is a preventative measure that we do encourage people to take advantage of to make sure that your battery is in tip-top condition, because without that battery, your car is not going to start.
Exactly, and at the same time, if the service tech finds out that you do need a battery, he has batteries with him on the truck?
Most often they do, yeah. The CA will come straight to your place. They will test the battery, and in some cases, if they do have it on hand, they will swap it out right then and there on the spot.
All right, so, you know, you're driving, it's the wintertime. Just from a driving perspective, what should you be doing?
Well, you got to make sure that you look really far in front of you. So try and look that 10, 15 seconds ahead. Kind of anticipate what's there in front of the road. Obviously, avoid any unnecessary hard braking, making sure that you're leaving that clear distance between you and the vehicle ahead of you.
Right.
And make sure that you... that you look far ahead and that you anticipate any potential changes that may occur on the roadway, whether they be from a physical object or even changes in the weather as well.
Well, exactly. You know, especially you driving anywhere near the lake, you can get a snowstorm blow up very, very quickly. And the other thing, too, is to slow down. Eh? Everybody seems to be in too much of a hurry these days.
Absolutely. Slowing down, making sure that you provide enough braking distance, but also making sure you're providing yourself enough time to get to where you're going.
Exactly.
If you know that day is going to be a huge snowstorm, you got to provide yourself that extra 20 minutes, half an hour, whatever it may be, to get to where you're going safely.
Exactly. And what about as far as preparedness? We talked about some emergency kit. What should you have in it and where should you put it?
So we do recommend that people do go over this emergency kit each and every year. Make sure that you have things like a first aid kit.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly have a flashlight, your ice scraper, maybe a small shovel, some blankets, but also some non-perishable food and water items as well. In case you are stuck there for a long period of time, that will help sustain yourself at least in the interim. Other things like booster cables, candles and matches, also extra batteries. But most importantly, make sure that your phone is fully charged at all times, because you never know when you're actually going to need that particular lifeline to make a call if you're in need of assistance.
Speaking of phones, you guys do have your own app at this point, don't you?
We do. So if you are a CA member, you can actually take advantage of the CA app. And if you require assistance at the side of the road, you can actually call for a tow truck or a light battery or a flat tire service as well, directly from your phone off of that app. So it's quite convenient.
Yeah, and I think just like an Uber, you can actually see where that truck is in relationship to where you are, right?
You can. So it'll provide you real-time estimated time of arrival of when that tow truck is supposed to get to your scene and to actually service you. So it's actually quite handy to have.
All right, now people want to find out more about South Central CAA. How do they do that?
You can visit our website at caasco.com.
Okay, and we're going to have you down in the studio one of these days, are we not, Ray?
Absolutely. I think I'm long overdue, so I'd love to come back in.
All right. Well, remember, if you do that, drive safe, eh? Winter time's
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
And you've got 4 winter tires on your vehicle, I hope?
I'm in the midst of getting them changed out. I think I've got an appointment at my mechanic next week to do it. I'm a little bit late. But
I didn't mean to throw you under the bus there, you know?
It was a nice bus throw, though. He's known for that, Ray. Listen, thanks for calling in and have a great weekend. What's your website once again if people want to check it out?
So you can check it out at CAAS, as in Sam, C as in Charlie, O as in October.com.
Roger, as in R as in right on. Thanks, Ray. Have a great weekend.
Okay, guys.
All right. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We've got a lot more time to take some more calls and talk about, you were talking about in the green room about some other things with Gagan that you wanted to get to.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's funny, you know, when they do an unveiling of new vehicles, you always want it to go amazing, eh? I mean, you know, you bring in all the press and you get on the hot lights there. But Mr. Tesla didn't have a good one of those recently, eh?
Absolutely not.
He unveiled his new Cybertruck, which really did look like something from outer space, eh? And of course, they wanted to show how the performance of these bulletproof windows. And what happened?
Who's the customer for that? I'm just curious.
I don't know. Who needs bulletproof glass?
I've got one for my 10-year-old son to play in the back.
And it didn't really work.
Absolutely. And okay. We can share with them what happened to Tesla's stock the next day, if you don't mind.
Exactly. It dropped by 6%. I mean, talk about egg on your face. Eh?
Right.
He really fell down. Now, question, if somebody's looking for a pickup truck, but they want electric or hybrid, is Ford doing anything?
It's coming soon, yes.
Okay.
Next year.
It'll be a hybrid, you think?
Yes, and it'll be an electric truck.
Oh, full electric?
Yeah.
Okay. Will it have bulletproof glass?
Absolutely not.
Won't be necessary.
Do you think the industry is moving to that, where all the trucks going forward are going to become electric?
It's definitely headed to all electric or hybrid, for sure.
Well, you know, as the battery technology improves, you know, where you can go longer and you can get more power out of them, you know, why wouldn't you? Especially, you know, first of all, whether it's a commuter car or someone's pickup truck that they're using for work, you know, you have no problem. You don't have to worry about range anxiety. That truck is going to last for a couple of days before you have to plug it back in.
If you're pulling, though, if you've got an F-150 and you're towing a lot of weight, like it could be bricks or it could be wood or anything like that, do you think there's a concern with a consumer out there that if it's electric, it may not be quite as strong?
It's actually the inverse. The performance is actually better. So same thing with the
Mach-E. There goes my question out the door. I would have thought that would have been exactly a key issue, that it wouldn't be as strong. So you're saying it would be.
It's better. Same thing with the Mach-E. The towing capacity would obviously be way better than a Mustang, traditional Mustang.
Well, Steve,
more powerful.
An electric motor has more torque from a stop than a gasoline does. You see, a gasoline needs to get the revs up.
Is this you throwing me underneath the bus
right now? No. This is just strictly an educational tour.
Because the perception would be, as a layman, and people out there, is that electric would not give you that same kind of power.
You never watch that Ever Ready, buddy? It just goes forever.
I've driven a Tesla. When you drive it, the power is incredible. It's second to none.
Yeah, I drove a Tesla about a year and a half ago.
Because there's no lag. Yeah. You just hit the gas and it goes to...
Exactly. I remember I used to drive a one of those battery lift trucks, when I was a kid.
And it's called a forklift.
And it was cool. You could hit the gas and get those tires, and the boss would always give you mad. How come there's rubber marks all over the warehouse, okay? It's because you used to beat the hell out of them.
Now, the Black Friday you got going on right now for the full month of November.
Correct.
What kind of deals can people get right now?
It's still November 27th. We have the F-150 Platinum at over $17,000 off MSRP. We still have some 519 leftover Mustangs at over $7,000 off MSRP. The Escape's $5,500 DA. The Edge is $4,000. EcoSport's $3,500. But we have a really good selection left of trucks, about 75 trucks left, which is probably the largest left in Canada. So I highly recommend coming and reserving one before it's too late. And this Saturday is going to be a great day.
So you're getting back down to work after?
I go straight from here to work.
I see you're wearing the work clothes today, too.
Because, I think the interest is going to be more and more as this thing goes viral with the Ford or the Mustang, the new one, is that people are going to find out more and more how difficult it's going to be to get a new car.
Right, so what I'd love to share on the air is we only got, being the largest Mustang dealer and the number one Ford store, 25 allocations, and we have 4 left.
What, so that's it?
By the end of this month, the Mach-E will be sold out for 2021.
Oh, wow. You better get down there today.
Oh, they'll be bidding.
Check it out. You know what? Go online, type in Ford Mach-E. You're going to watch this amazing video. And then the next thing you're going to do is run up to Young Steels and order one, because otherwise they'll be gone.
They will be. And we're going to be gone soon. In a couple minutes' time, we're going to take a break. But you can go to davescornergarage.com and enter to win our winter contest. Go online. You'll see all the details about it, because we're going to cut off the date in a couple days' time. So don't go away and get online and do it right now. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We're back with Gagan Devani from Young Steels Ford right after this, because Al's feeling...
electrify.
This is Dave's Corner Garage, and I'm just looking at their website, youngsteelsfordlincoln.com, and the November Platinum deal is, I'll let you guys talk about it.
Platinum deal, is that strictly on the F-150?
That's the F-150 Platinum model, top of the line. It's over $17,000 off on that one model.
My first car costs way less than that $17,000.
And that's just the discount.
So that's amazing.
You can basically get a Platinum for the price of a Lariat.
Now, that pretty much comes with everything, correct?
Everything. All the bells and whistles.
All right.
So what? Give me an idea what the bells and whistles would be. Like, what would you get in this?
Well, leather upholstery.
Package, 360 camera, leather.
They have this amazing thing now when you want to put your trailer on.
Yep.
They have cameras now.
Oh,
active
yeah.
trailer backup.
Yeah. So it's because in the old days, you watch somebody trying to back up a trailer and you're going, they've never done this before, because they can't get the thing about going backwards, eh? You got to turn the opposite
way. It's hard.
It is hard, but with the camera, it's a no-brainer.
It's very efficient.
And they have a parking as well, eh?
Parking assist, absolutely.
That'll help you on
Stop
Bloor Street.
Doing this to me. We had years ago when we had a car with a boat trailer on it.
Yeah.
I mean, backing up was a pain in the you know what, because
See, and I didn't realize you had one, okay? So obviously you were the guy who couldn't make it down
you're
the ramp.
Fun today,
and everybody
you're
else who had a boat was going, what the hell's with that guy? I want to get my boat in the water, I want to go fishing.
So what's the demand been like with a new addition to this truck like that, where you have that feature where you can back up like that? There's no problem at all. It's like backing up automatically when you're parking a car.
Like going forward.
Trailer to assist. It's an incredible option. We do very well with it.
Now you've got some other, we talked earlier about the Mach-E coming out, and but they're also talking about retro. They've coming back with another truck now, aren't they?
Yes, it's going to be the all-new Bronco.
Uh-huh.
And I can't wait for that. That's coming next year.
Will OJ be out of jail first to drive it, or
he won't qualify?
His lawyers are looking into that right now.
They could have an OJ model, okay?
No, I don't think that would go over very well at
no.
all.
No, the police would never catch you. You'd be great, but it's going to be very much size wise and like the original one.
Correct.
And which part of the market are they trying to get with that?
It's going to be more like a Land Rover, like the new Defender. That's going to be kind of the competition for it.
So it's going to be a higher end with all bells and whistles.
Absolutely.
As well. Yeah, people generally, you know what? People are used to those things now and everybody wants them. I remember, you know, I'd give somebody one of my beater cars, my loaner cars at the shop, and they go, there's no GPS. Well, no, there isn't a GPS. And one of our cars actually has a cassette deck. So people are really, you know, and manual windows, you'll have to show me how to work those. Okay.
And he also has something on his dashboard saying this car came to you with 3/4 of a gas in there. So make sure you fill it up. There's little coins in there too. But back to the trucks, you know, years ago, you would hardly see a truck in downtown Toronto, downtown Montreal, or Vancouver. Now they're everywhere. Why do you think there's been such a transition?
So a lot of truck buyers, we traditionally think it's a small business or a painter or a contractor, but a majority of them are sold for recreational use. So a lot of people find them very comfortable. They're great 5-seater for a family. And that's where you're seeing the space requirement, and they're really coming
in and buying.
Don't
forget, in the old days, you know, your pickup truck was basically one bench seat in the front, but now they're all basically like
a
crew
cab. Oh, it's
very
luxurious.
Yeah, you've got a 4-door pickup truck, so you've got room for the whole family there, and plus you've got room for your junk in the back.
And when you get into one of these vehicles now, it's not like you're getting into the old school kind of truck. You have to look into it when you're inside and realize you're in a truck right now, and it feels like a car.
And it's very luxurious. I mean, we have a limited model, which is $86,000.
There you go, Al.
That's not your entry-level pickup truck.
Okay. That's the top of the line.
If I can back my boat into it with it, I'll gladly take that one.
And absolutely. And
besides the fact, again, they're going to be electrifying these vehicles.
Correct.
Now, is that's the way we're going, correct? We're going to be trying to go green. We're going electric. Down the road, eventually, you won't be able to get a gas car, eh?
It's going to run towards hybrid and electric vehicles. We have a 2020 new Escape launching in a few months in an electric and hybrid.
Cool.
We have a 2020 Explorer, same thing, coming out with a hybrid version. We have a 2020 Aviator that first quarter next year is coming out also with a hybrid.
And there's lots of 2020s in your showroom right now.
We have them all available right now.
There you go.
Electric's the way to go. I mean, it's if the government can sort of change where they are right now, it gives it a lot more incentive too. To go in and get one.
So on the Mach-E, the Ontario government's only giving you a $1,000 rebate, but I know in BC it's $8,000 and in Quebec is $3,000. So once those cars arrive, I think there'll be better incentives for the consumers too.
How come BC gets $8,000 and we get one?
Because they have the Rockies. They got to go over the mountains a bit. It takes a bit more time.
The guy in charge, our Mr. Ford's not your Mr. Ford, right?
No. Which is probably a very good thing. And we'll leave that there. This is Dave's Corner Garage. You got any more questions about your car, especially if it's a Ford, you got a couple more minutes to call in, absolutely free of charge, and we'll take your calls right after this break. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back. This is Dave's Corner Garage, a beautiful day in the Big Smoke, and the reason why it's so sunny and all the snow's melted is because I had my winter tires put on this week. So you can all thank me, because that's why it's been mild. But you were saying when the snow hit early, how crazy was it there?
We probably had 300 pending snow tire switches over the course of the week. 300.
And you were crazy, too.
We were crazy, and I was just saying, you know, I had more people requesting, Al, so I'll drop by tomorrow. I went, unfortunately, you can't, because I have 6 people ahead of you. I can't ask them to, you know, get out of the way. We were, and in every case, we try to get to start talking about winterizing in October. But, you know, people wait for that first snow, eh? And then, unfortunately, we can't do them all. Now, you have a full service department that's open on Saturday?
Yeah, and our good friend Mark Silverman, those 4 days when the snow hit, decided to have a once-a-year annual tire sale. And he sold, and he sold 3,000 sets of tires over the 4 days.
That's amazing.
Did that come with popcorn? Because I know he likes to eat popcorn.
Oh, he loves popcorn.
Now, do you guys sell a full range of tires, brands and
absolutely.
Whatnot?
Absolutely. Yeah? Absolutely.
And if they buy them, they want them today, they can get them installed.
So what we did at the tire sale was just $100 deposit and then scheduled to come in for the install.
Right. Because you only got so many tire machines and so many hands that can do them.
And we sold, you know, 3,000 tires. So it's...
And for those people who are freaking out and saying, you know, calling you every name under the sun because you couldn't do them, look outside today, guys. The road is nice and dry. It's clear. You don't have to worry about not having those
perfect
winter tires.
Perfect. Your snow tires installed today.
Exactly. Yeah,
because, you know, the rule of thumb is it goes under 7 degrees Celsius, and you need that softer compound tire, right?
Absolutely.
Exactly. And the temperatures are cold, so you want to have that softer rubber so it'll have better adhesion. And they work better because a hard summer tire, a hard all-season tire, it's like a hockey puck, eh? It's just hard and slippery, and it just doesn't grip the road.
Oh, so you're going to have a Mike Babcock Ford F-150 pretty soon. just to have a little bit of fun here, so if they wanted to go in and get their tires done or winterizing today on their Ford, what's the number they can reach them at and ask for Mark?
Mark Silverman.
I wouldn't give out his real mobile number because you got to live with him, but we got to keep him busy because he's probably eating popcorn right now. So I'm just looking it up. This is if you want to get your car in today to get service.
905-889-7343.
Once again is
905-889-7343.
And ask for Mark Silverman, ask for popcorn, and tell him to get a haircut.
Now, you actually post your vehicles that you have up for sale on your website, correct?
Absolutely. All so are new and used.
You're able to see what packages are involved, what options are on the cars.
So we do something slightly different, Alan. What we do is I have a digital in-house gentleman. What he does is he goes on Ford's website through the invoice, builds the actual car.
Okay.
So most people have file photos. Every car on my website has the right packages, right wheels, right colors, and they're all built from Ford.ca.
And you get the price, and can you haggle online?
Our prices are very aggressive. We're gonna do we're gonna do 4,000 new cars this year,
and it's a skinny deal.
The best Ford deals are absolutely at Young and Steeles.
I like that, and it rhymes. And even if you're a family member, that the family sale is going on for till when?
So the Black Friday sale will end November 27th. We had our strongest employee pricing, which you're referring to.
Okay, okay.
That ended end of September. And September we did, between the three stores, over 1,100 new cars.
Wow, that's amazing.
In 1 month.
Well, you mentioned the other stores. Quickly, where are they?
Eastcourt Ford Lincoln in Scarborough, Meadowvale Ford in Mississauga, right off Erin Mills, and then obviously Young Steel Ford Lincoln in Thornhill.
Steve?
I'm just getting something here on our Facebook feed that you can write in questions. They wanted to know Mark's phone number again for servicing for today.
So 905-889-7343. Mark Silverman, the man with the ponytail.
Right. And you had a question we can't get to right now.
I can't get to Robert. Robert was calling in from Etobicoke. He was looking for some secondhand parts. You know, people have an older car. They're looking to save some money. And it's talk about green. It saves the environment. You want to call Dom at Dom's Auto Recycling. He's in Oshawa. They've got a Toronto number. You know, Dom is one of our partners. He works with Abuse Hurts, which is a great charity to try to raise money for people who've had some family and some abuse problems. Eh, Steve?
Yeah. Very good. Very good program.
Called Dom's Auto Recycling. And they've got a hotline, and they can search the part from any source. All right. And I want to thank Raymond Chan from South Central CAA. If you don't have a membership, now's the time. You want to call CAA and get yourself one, because in wintertime, it's when you're going to be at the side of the road.
And it's great. When you call them up, they send you a text, and it's like ordering from Uber. You can see when the car is going to be arriving and the tow truck, and get you ready because you need it. Murphy's Law, when you don't have it, you'll need it.
Right. Again, thank you very much for coming down.
Thank you. Love being here. Thank you so much.
He did a great job, eh?
I think so. You should go check his the show remote.
I will.
Inside a big Ford. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you next week on Dave's Corner Garage.
Thank you.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.